Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 25th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to George Harrison in 1943 and Scott Thompson, known professionally as Carrot Top, who is 55 today. Two groundbreaking artists in their field, both known at various times for distinctive hairstyles. Many people celebrate the double birthday by going out into the street to play George Harrison's music or clips of Carrot Top's stand-up comedy to declare their allegiance to one or the other. Celebrations today include National Chocolate-Covered Nut Day and Shrove Tuesday, also known as Pancake Day, so do make sure to eat something even vaguely healthy today, as well as fully indulging in the shroveness of the Tuesday. Your guest today... I don't know what Shrove Tuesday is, Matt Kirshen. Your guest today is a time traveller, doctor and general expert, Dr. Matt Kirshen. Welcome back to the studio.
Hi, Alice, thank you. As someone who was briefly around during Jesus' time, I can tell you that it was the day on which Jesus first shroved.
Coming up today, we'll be talking about the latest in the US election, but first, some headlines. In the news today, scientists are collaborating in partnership with dating app Bumble to launch a new bee sex app called Fumble, trying to make bumblebees fuck. In response to a recent study, rising temperatures contributing to drastic declines of bumblebees across Europe and North America by more than 50% at rates consistent with mass extinction, scientists have launched the beta version of the app in a few select hives. It plays romantic bee sex music and makes public bee health announcements in the hopes that bees will live longer and that the queen will be DTF more. And Boris Johnson has denied a leaked document that was published in the Sunday Times earlier this month that revealed Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told his officials to sit separately from their EU counterparts at international summits. Johnson said this would be immature and childish, and that instead it was recommended that diplomats and international representatives of the UK should sit uncomfortably close to their EU counterparts and click their pens loudly in order to display true passive-aggressive British strength. And Shrove Tuesday celebrations have already descended into chaos with arguments about what a pancake actually is and how thick it should be. A number of people high on syrup this morning took to the streets to declare their pancake size opinions, and police have been forced to use violence to contain the unmanageably hyperactive crowds. Some resolution is expected later today as the sugar rush wears off and thousands of people fall asleep, but it's expected to get worse before it gets better. And that is your headlines for today.
What was interesting is if you actually look at the word pancake... It's actually made up of pank and ache, as in a hurting pancreas, which should really help tell you what shape a pancake should be.
I mean, that is very good deductive reasoning, Dr. Matt Kirsch, and that's why they pay you the big bucks.
They certainly do. You're talking about the animals.
Yes.
I am paid exclusively in large horned wildlife.
Which makes you extremely good at the arcade game Big Buck Hunter.
Sure am. Look at the number of antlers that I've gained just from doing my work.
And now it's time for your ad section, because in a consumer capitalist society, unless you're buying something, you're f***ing nothing. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This episode is brought to you by Charming Pocket Spiders. Conversation starter, fashion accessory, the pocket watch for an age where everyone has the time on their smartphone, and actually a literal spider in your actual pocket. Charming Pocket Spiders are the latest innovation by Zervasoft. Charming Pocket Spiders are not your average pocket spider, with each arachnid coming fully loaded with a mini spider charm book of witty wisecracks and particularly pleasant venom. Charming Pocket Spider by Zervasoft. Adds a wink and a pop to your daily pocket spider needs. In a world gone mad, he doesn't know where to turn. These stairs are leading nowhere! From the delivery boy who brought you Rollerball and Schindler's List, M.C. Escher, that one that f***s with your perception of time and space, in cinemas now. And have you got four problems? Solve your four problems with the Up to Four Problem Solution Kit from Up to Four Problem Solvers. Apply now for four randomly selected solutions that might work for your needs. Who knows? Probably not. But if they do, that's nice. Four Problem Solvers. Buy it now. And this podcast is now on tour live, The Last Posts. If you want to come and see our live shows, come to our offices during an episode and watch the magic happen live. Also, I'll be on actual tour in Australia soon at the Melbourne, Sydney and Perth comedy festivals. And I'm terrible at publicity, so please buy tickets to Alice Fraser Kronos by Googling it yourself. Figure out how to spell both my name and the name of the show, and you will get the prize of an actual ticket to the actual show. And that is your ads for today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Last Post.
Our top story for today is U.S. election news. Dr. Matt Kirschen, you are our U.S. election expert. Tell us what's happening in the U.S. election right now.
I am. I do live in America. Unfortunately, this is a problem. You're listening to my voice on the 25th of February, but as you know, I am a time scientist, so I am currently trapped on February the 7th.
Oh.
And to be clear, that's February 7th, 2020, and also February the 7th, 2820. I'm both 3 weeks in the past and 800 years in the future. And confusingly, both periods are currently in election campaign, making it hard to tell which is which.
So what can you tell me about the election campaign by triangulating those two dates?
Well, what I can tell you is the race to succeed Donald Trump has officially started, with the Democrat primary season underway. Current frontrunners include former college professor Elizabeth Warren, former Vice President Joe Biden, current socialist Bernie Sanders, a sentient cloud of Pico bots we all call Mother, Batman, who it's worth noting shares a name with the superhero, but is not the superhero, and is actually a ghastly walking bat, believed to have been lab-created by a process known as consolidated adaptation, and Pete Buttigieg.
I mean, that's a field indeed. What a competitive field.
It certainly is. It's been very competitive. I can also tell you, after a very slow start, Batman has recently been surging in the polls with the slogans, "He may be a monstrosity, but he's our monstrosity."
Well, he did particularly well in the mud wrestling, didn't he?
Very much so. And also, what did the sentient cloud we all call Mother ever do for you? And Mother's campaign has retaliated by resetting everyone's memories, as is her wont. Oh, and also there's a couple of billionaires in the form of Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg who've tried to buy their way into the election. I think they must be from the 2020 timeline, because in 2820, $1 billion is roughly the income from a paper round. Although it is also worth pointing out that in 2820, a paper round is a highly coveted job where you travel from university to university explaining the concept of paper.
Which by then will probably be obsolete, right?
Very much so. Meanwhile, the public wants to know how Donald Trump's highly partisan impeachment acquittal will affect his re-election chances, and or whether President Malia Bush Clinton Trump Clinton Trump Bush will win a ninth term.
I mean, I look forward to finding that out. I'm not sure if that's entirely relevant to our timeline, but it will be, I'm sure. And now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, I did not enjoy your coverage of the Pict crisis in London. I don't think you put enough weight on the fact that these Picts are a protected minority and should have their culture respected. Please apologise. And that's from Angry Anonymous, or AA. I'm sorry, Angry Anonymous. We were covering it as it broke, and I'm sure we said some things that we all regret. And we are very happy to integrate the remaining Picts into our society, particularly those of us who live in Essex.
Right. And also, as has been previously noted, they are good at sports and music. And I am allowed to say this as I am, as previously noted, 164th picked, and therefore not demonstrating any kind of prejudice.
They are particularly good at sports and music, but they can only do them at the same time. I remember there was a benefit concert that tried to recruit some Picts, and they said that they could not sing, meaning, of course, that they could not sing without playing football at the same time.
Yes, and play football without singing. And this is, of course, a problem, causing most sporting events to be unimaginably loud.
Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we will be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or instead try downloading tomorrow's podcast tomorrow, or subscribe so it automatically downloads every single episode. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Dr. Matt Kirshen.
Hello, thank you.
Have you got anything to plug, Dr. Matt?
I certainly do. I'd like to plug myself, Matt Kirshen, on all sorts of social media. My podcast, Probably Science, which you can listen to in most of the podcast locations. And can I also plug the phrase, hey, look at that person over there, but don't look now or it'll be obvious. Which is a great way to let your dining companion know to look at someone, but not immediately.
I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. The executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.